要跟大家分享的是，我之前纯正的信仰是在约伯记的第一章跟第二章。
In the Greek, if you look into the definition from dictionary,
这个完整性，如果我们在字典上查考
，you can see that a person who is very honest, who is very just, and who hold a very high moral standard.
就是一个人，他非常公义，非常诚实，而且他有很高的道德标准。
So if a person say, "I question your integrity," that will be a great insult to the person.
如果有人跟一个人讲说，我对你的诚实有怀疑的话，这对这个人来讲是一个很大的侮辱。
So integrity is a very important part of a person's character.
诚实是一个人很重要的一个德性。
For example, in United States, the credit card are very popular being used.
在美国，大家都很通用这个信用卡。
Because we have good credit, good record.
因为我们有很好的信用跟好的记录。
And that's part of the way to prove our integrity.
那也是一种证实我们是一个诚实的人的方法。
If a person question, the bank question our integrity, then you cannot get a credit card.
如果银行他们对我们的信用有质疑的话，我们就没有办法得到这个信用卡。
Now the Bible talk about the integrity of faith.
那圣经上讲我们信仰的纯正性。
Which means, from the eyes of God, what is integrity?
那从神的眼里怎么样才叫做是诚实？
That's what we are going to study based on the Job chapter 1 and chapter 2.
那我们今天就是要来查考约伯记的第一章跟第二章。
First, let's look into the book of Job chapter 1.
请翻开《约伯记》第一章。
The Book of Job, Chapter One.
约伯记第一章。
verse 2, verse 3.
第一章第二节第三节，他生了七个儿子，三个女儿，他的家产。有七千羊，三千骆驼，五百对牛，五百母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中就为至大。
And then we read, verse 8.
第八节，神问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？”地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
These two paragraphs is to describe Job from different angle.
这两段经节在讲在描述约伯，从不同的角度来描述约伯这个人。
Verse 2 and verse 3 is talking aboutJob from the worldly perspective.
第二节跟第三节讲到这个约伯他在世上的一个富有的状况。
And verse 8 talking about Job, look at Job from spiritual perspective.
那第八节是从属灵的角度来看看这个约伯的人。
For most of the ordinary people, they always emphasize on verse 2, verse 3.
那么一般人的重点都是注重在第二节跟第三节。
They are most impressed about Job based on verse 2 and verse 3.
他们对约伯的深刻的印象是根据第二节跟第三节来。
Actually, Job was a very rich person in that generation.
因为在他那个世代，他是一个非常富有的人。
And Job had 10 children. In that generation, it's considered a blessing.
那在他的世代，他有十个儿女，是很大的祝福。
And the end of verse 3, he said, Job was the greatest of all the people of the East.
在第三节的后段讲到他在东方人中就为至大。
So in people's heart, he has enjoyed some kind of respect or great status.
在人的心目中，他是得到很大的尊贵跟地位。
However, in the eyes of God,
但是在神的眼里
，God was impressed not because of verse 2 and verse 3.
但是神对他的印象不是根据第二节跟第三节。
God was impressed about Job is recorded in verse 8.
那神对约伯的观点是从第八节来的。
He said that Job was a person who was blameless and upright man.
这里说约伯是完全正直无可指责的。
Means in front of God, he was blameless and upright.
在神的面前他是无可指责而且是完全正直。
And he was the one who feared God and shunned evil.
他还是以敬畏神远离恶事的人。
And this is the way God values a person.
这是神怎么样来断定一个人的价值。
A person's character and a person's relation with God. This is the most important part.
人的品德跟他跟神的关系是神所重视的。
Not because of whatever the person possesses outward.
而不是他在外表上所拥有的一切。
And in the book of Job, chapter 1 and chapter 2, we can see the relationship between God, Satan, and man.
在约伯记的第一章跟第二章，我们可以看到这个神跟约伯跟撒旦中间的关系。
In most of people, we live in three dimensions.
一般人都住在这个立体的空间。
Which means what we can see, what we can feel.
那就是你可以看到什么，你可以感觉到什么。
We thought that's all, everything in our life.
那一般人就是认为这就是一生所要的。
But Bible opened us a way to look into the spiritual world.
但是圣经打开了人在属灵里的价值。
Actually, we are living not only in the physical sphere, we are living in the spiritual world.
而事实上，我们并不是只活在一个物质上的感觉，而是活在一个属灵的空间。
So in the spiritual realm, there is God and there is Satan.
在灵界，有属神的跟属撒旦的。
And Satan is more powerful than human being.
那撒旦的权势高过人。
So as a human being, we cannot fight with the Satan.
身为一个人，没有办法跟魔鬼比较。
And God is more powerful than Satan and human being.
而神呢，他的权力力量高过撒旦跟人。
So we are actually living under the dominance of Satan and power and God.
事实上，人是活在一个神跟撒旦的权势之中。
So in the book of Job, tell us that even though sometimes we feel that I am the master of myself.
约伯记告诉我们，有时候我们会觉得说我是我自己的主人。
But actually, we are living under the influence of Satan and God.
而事实上，我们是活在神跟撒旦的影响之下。
And from the book of Job, we can understand the main purpose of Satan's work is to alienate the relation between God and man.
所以在约伯记，我们可以知道，撒旦他是想要破坏人跟神之间的关系。
And Satan is so wise, he can use different kind of scheme to alienate different person from God.
所以撒旦他是非常聪明，而且他可以用各样的方法来扮演不同的角色。
And because Satan is invisible,
因为撒旦是 人看不见的。
So actually, a lot of time we fall into the scheme of Satan, but we are unaware about it.
有时候我们陷在撒旦的诡计之下，我们却不自觉。
But if we look into the outcome, if anything we do, the end is to cause us far away from God, and that probably we fall into the scheme of Satan.
如果我们所做的结果是让我们离开神很远，那我们可能陷在撒旦的诡计之下。
But from the worldly perspective, maybe a lot of people consider we are blessed, we are very fortunate.
可能在世俗的眼里，人可能会认为说我们是得到神的祝福。
Now in the book of Job chapter 1, Satan has done two things, try to alienate the relationship between Job and God.
在约伯记的第一章，撒旦做了两件事情，让约伯跟神的关系远离。
Because God was so proud about Job.
因为神很以约伯为荣。
You look the person. He is blameless, he is upright, and he really fear God.
我们看这个约伯是无可指责，完全正直，而且敬畏神的人。
If we are very spiritual person, we will be very happy to see a person upright, blameless, and very close to God.
如果我们是很属灵的人，我们很乐意看到一个人是没有不被指责，而且完全正直又敬畏神。
But when Satan heard what God commented about Job, he tried to prove God was wrong.
当神来夸赞这个约伯的正直，撒旦却要来证实说神是错的。
First, he tried to accuse Job.
首先他要他要找约伯，他要控告约伯。
How to accuse God? How to accuse Job?
撒旦怎么样来控告约伯呢？
Let's see verse 9, Job chapter 1 verse 9.
请看第九节，
第
一章第九节。
1 verse 9.
撒旦回答神说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？你
？”Yes, say. The Satan say, "Does Job fear God for nothing?"
撒旦问神说：“他敬畏你，是没有原因的吗？”
Which means, Job fear you with a reason.
那就是说，约伯他敬畏神是有原因的。
And what is the reason?
是什么原因呢？
And the reason is verse 10. Can you read it?
那他的原因就是在第十节。你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
11节，
你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
Okay. Verse 10, the Satan say, the reason Job fear you because you give him a lot of blessing.
第十节，撒旦说，你对约伯，你给约伯很多的保护跟祝福。
Because in verse 2 say he has 10 children and he has a lot of material possession.
第二节跟第三节说他有十个儿女，而且有很多世上的财富。
Because you bless him.
因为神祝福他。
And what's wrong that fear God because of God's blessing?
那敬畏神，因为神的祝福有什么错呢？
A lot of time we say, oh, we have to fear God because God bless you so much.
有时候我们也会说，我们需要敬畏神，因为神祝福我们。
The reason is, if we fear God because of God's blessing, one day God take away the blessing, then what is going to do about our faith?
所以当神祝福我们，而有一天神把这些福气拿走的时候，我们又要做什么呢？
Satan tried to accuse that Job feared God because Job received personal gain from God.
因为约伯撒旦他控告约伯，是因为约伯敬畏神的原因，是他得到神很大的祝福。
So if you take away the personal gain, and then Job is going to forsake God.
那就是如果我们把神对他的祝福拿掉的话，是不是神就会约伯就会弃掉神呢？
Which means this relationship is based on personal benefit.
那表示约伯跟神的关系是根据世上的财富。
Personal benefit.
是因为他私人的利益。
Let's think about an example.
那我们来想想这个例子。
If a man and woman get married.
如果一个男的跟女的结婚。
Because of personal benefit.
因为他们个人的利益关系。
Because I married the person, so I can expand my business connection.
如果我跟这个人结婚，我可以增加我事业的。
If I marry the person, I can gain a personal material gain.
如果我跟这个人结婚，可以得到个人的物质的利益。
Or if I marry the person, I can have a legal status to live in the country.
如果我跟这个人结婚，可以得到在一个国家的居留权。
And that means the person marry another person not because of love.
那表示这个人跟那个人结婚不是因为彼此的相爱。
Not because the man loves the woman loves the man.
不是因为男的喜欢女的或女的爱男的。
But because of personal benefit.
那是因为个人的利益关系。
And that kind of marriage sooner or later is going to break up.
这样子的婚姻早晚都会破裂。
If the personal gain disappear and the marriage just ends.
如果那个人的利益消失了，那这个关系就没有。
So if we fear God, we worship God, the only reason because God give me a lot of things.
如果我敬畏神，敬拜神是因为神给我很多的祝福。
Not because I love God.
而不是因为我爱神。
Not because I feel God really love me.
而不是因为我感到神很爱我。
And this kind of relationship sooner or later is going to break up.
这样的关系早晚都会破裂。
So Satan tried to accuse Job. He feared God because you give him benefit, because of the benefit.
所以撒旦控告约伯的的理由是因为约伯得到。很多的利益是从神来的。
Then how can God prove Job's faith is very pure?
那神怎么样来证明说约伯对他的关系是很纯正的？
Not because of the material benefit.
不是因为世上物质的关系。
How can God prove that the accusation of Satan was wrong?
那神怎么样来证明说撒旦的控告是错的。
The most important way is.
那最简单的方法是。
I allow you to attack Job.
就是神让撒旦来。
I hand Job into your hand, but with a certain degree, I allow.
神将约伯交给撒旦的手中，在某种程度上，他让撒旦来处置约伯。
So the Job, the righteous person, suffer not because of he has sinned.
那约伯他受到很多的苦难，并不是因为约伯他犯了罪。
But because God want to prove Job's faith is very pure.
因为神要证实说约伯对他的敬畏是很纯正。
He had the spiritual integrity in front of God.
他在神的面前约伯有属灵的有属灵纯正的信仰。
So from verse 13, then what happened?
那我们看看十三节。
Verse 12,
十二节，神对撒旦说，凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。于是撒旦从神面前退去。
So God said, there's a neighbor.
所以神跟他说有一个啊，有一个极限。
I hand Job to you.
我将约伯交在你的手中。
But you cannot harm him physically, personally.
但是你不可以啊，加害于他的身体。
好 ，So verse 13 onwards, all of a sudden, all the children of Job just pass away.
从十三节开始，啊，神的十个儿女都啊相继的啊死去。
Job.
啊，约伯。
好 ，And then, verse 16 talk about, all his animal, all his cattle, all die.
所以十六节那里说他的啊。他的那些牲畜也突然都死去。
And verse 19 says all his house collapsed.
还有十九节说他的房子也倒塌了。
That was a result of Satan's attack.
这些都是撒旦对他的打击。
So the first hand, Satan accused Job before God.
所以这是第一次撒旦来控告。在神面前控告约伯。
And then Satan come down to the world to attack Job, try to make Job doubt about the goodness of God.
撒旦来打击约伯，就是要让约伯来怀疑神对他的关系。
Now, how did Job react to what happened to him?
那约伯对于他所遭遇到的这些苦难。他对神的反应如何？
好 ，Let's see chapter 1 verse 20。
我们来看第一章二十节，约伯便起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜。我赐身出于母胎，也必赐身归回。赏赐的是神，收取的也是神。神的名是应当称颂的。
Verse 22。
在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪。也不以神为愚妄。
Here talk about Job just mention about what he thought about the calamity.
那我们看到约伯他对他所遭遇的患难他的反应。
好 ，verse 21。
在二十一节。
Naked I come from.My mother's womb, and naked shall I return there.
这里说我赐身出于母胎，也必赐身回归。
What does that mean?
那什么意思
？Our human life start from zero.
我们人的生命是从零开始。
We come to the world empty-handed.
我们来到世上是空手而来。
Our end of life will come into zero.
我们回去的时候也是空手的回去。
Because when we die, everything we cannot take away.
因为当我们生命结束的时候，我们不能带走任何东西。
So between the two zero, God may give you 100, God may give you 1,000.
所以在两个零中间，神可能可以，可能给你100或1,000。
And then God may take away the 100, God may take away the 1,000.
那神也可能把这100或1,000拿走。
But in the end, all the same.
但是在生命的终止都是一样的。
And God has authority to decide how much He wants to give us.
神有那个权利来决定要给我们多少。
And God has authority to take away whatever He gives us.
神有那个权利要将他所给我们的拿走。
So the reason we worship God, not because I receive 100, 1,000 from Him.
所以我们敬畏神、敬拜神，不是因为神给我们。100或1,000
But because of what?
那是为什么?
That is the most crucial point of our relation with God.
那是很重要的一个重点，就是我们跟神的关系是什么?
Because we receive 100, 1,000 from Him, or something else.
那是因为我们得到一百或一千呢，还是因为其他的事?
Let's turn verse 21, the last part.
我们看二十一节的。后面那一段，赏赐的是神，收取的也是神，神的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed to be the name of the Lord.
赏赐的是神。
The reason we have to worship God, it is because the name of God is wonderful.
我们 来称颂神，是因为神是美善的。
Because God Himself it deserves our worship, not because God give us something.
所以神本身是值得我们来颂赞的，而不是神给我们的赏赐。
So the reason we have worship God is because I understand what is God, so I worship Him.
我们来敬拜神是因为我们了解神是谁，而不是因为他祝福我们。
There are three reasons we how God's name is great.
有三个原因我们觉得神的名是美好的。
The first reason.
第一。
Because from God's creation we can see God's glory.
因为从神的创造，我们可以看到神的荣耀。
You know the world has a lot of famous people.
我们知道这个世上有很多有名的人。
They all have great achievement.
他们都有很大的成就。
And through their achievement, a lot of people just become their fan, just worship them.
所以经过他们的成就，很多人都来崇拜他们。
This is a great person.
这是伟大的人。
I really admire the person.
我很钦佩他。
Not because I gain something from the person.
那不是因为我们从那个人得到什么。
And God is so great.
那神是怎么这么伟大？
His masterpiece is the creation of the universe.
他最大的作为就是创造这个宇宙万物。
So from His creation, we know He is a Almighty God.
从他创造宇宙万物，我们知道他是一个万能的神。
And we know that he has a lot of wisdom.
我们也知道神有很崇高的智慧。
So he created the universe is beyond our understanding.
他创造宇宙万物是超出我们所能想象的。
And we know he creates a universe with love.
他创造宇宙万物是因为他爱我们。
So we understand his greatness. That's the reason he deserves our worship.
我们知道他的伟大，所以我们所以神值得我们来敬畏他。
This is the first reason.
这是第一个理由。
The second reason.
第二。
Make it more plainly that God is our boss.
因为神是我们的老板。
So in the book of Psalms say, God sit in the highest place.
在诗篇说神坐在至高的宝座上。
Nobody is above him.
没有人比他还高。
And everything is under his control.
任何事情都是在他的控制之中。
Our life,
我们的生命
is under his control.
我们的生命是在神的控制之中。
Our future is under his control.
我们的未来也是神来控制的。
So he has authority over everything.
他有所有的权力来管理，来控制所有的事情。
So he is the Lord.
所以他是我们的主。
So he deserves our worship.
所以他配得我们来称颂他。
The third one is the divine nature of God.
第三是神的神性。
If we respect a lot of good person,
如果我们对很多好的人很钦佩
，and we definitely will respect God.
那我们当然更敬佩我们的神。
Because all the goodness is coming from God Himself.
因为一切的美善都是从神来的。
So the reason we worship God is because God deserves our worship, not because we receive a lot of blessing from Him.
因为我们敬畏神，我们敬拜神，是因为神的伟大，而不是因为他祝福我们。
Now let's see verse 22, chapter 1.
我们看22节。
You say, Job did not sin or nor charge God with wrong.
这里说约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为欲望。
What does that mean?
那什么意思？
If we look into verse 2, chapter 2.
我们如果看第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
18节。
Verse 8.
第二章第八节。 约伯坐就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。
Verse 9.
第九节，他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。”
You see, when we look into the wife of Job, his reaction is different from Job himself.
我们看约伯他太太的反应跟约伯的反应是完全不同的。
The wife of Job say, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die."
他的妻子说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。”
This is to prove the wife of Job worship God because personal gain, because of benefit.
从这句话我们可以看到，约伯的妻子他敬拜神是因为他得到神的祝福。
The relation is based on whatever God gives something to me.
他跟神的关系是因为神给他祝福。
If God take away something, then I just forsake God.
如果神将给他的祝福拿走，他就弃掉神。
So that was the reason the Job's wife relationship with God ended when she was in agony.
所以我们知道说，约伯的妻子跟神的关系终止是因为神给他的灾难。
So we have to understand that after we believe in Jesus, it's very important we have to know God deeper and deeper.
所以这是很重要的，我们认识神要认识神更深。
Once we know God deeper, we worship Him because of God Himself.
因为我们认识神更深，我们敬拜神是因为我们跟神的关系。
No matter what happened, we will never forsake God.
不管发生什么事情，我们并不会弃掉神。
Now let's see how God commented about Job.
那我们来看看神怎么样来夸赞约伯呢？
Let's see chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
Verse 3.
第三节，神问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。你虽激动我，攻击他，无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。”
So God was very impressed about Job.
所以神对约伯的反应非常的非常高。
He still hold fast his integrity.
他仍旧抓紧神他纯正的信仰。
So God feel very glorified. A person can hold fast his integrity even in this kind of suffering.
神觉得非常的得到荣耀，因为约伯在碰到这么困难的状况下，他仍旧对神的信仰没有改变。
So today, that's the goal we have to strive forward.
那今天我们这就是我们要在信仰上追求的目标。
We worship God because God deserves our worship.
我们敬畏神、敬拜神，是因为神值得我们敬拜。
Not because of any our material gain or blessing.
并不是因为我们外在所得到的。神的祝福。
Of course, in the beginning, because our personal need, we start to seek after God.
可能一开始我们因为个人的需要来追求神。
But our faith should go deeper and deeper and deeper.
但是我们的信仰应该往下扎根。
One day when we reach to a point, even God take away everything outward, I still worship Him.
有一天，如果神将他对我们的祝福拿走，我们还是能够抓紧神，我们的信仰不变。
And that's called integrity of faith.
这个就是我们纯正的信仰。
And that God value the person.
那这是神来决定我们每个人的价值。
And from the first two chapters,
我们从第一章跟第二章
，we can understand few things.
我们可以了解一些事情。
The suffering in this material world actually is decided in the spiritual realm.
所以我们在这个世上，在物质上的受苦，其实是来决定我们在属灵上的国度。
We will look into the chapter The reason Job started to suffer because Satan and God talking and make a decision. So Job started to suffer.
因为撒旦跟神在沟通的时候，沟通之后呢，约伯开始得到这些苦难。
So we understand the material realm is under the control of something spiritual above material realm.
所以我们知道物质界的财富是由灵界来决定的。
So sometimes, why do we suffer is a mystery.
所以有时候我们在受苦是有一个奥秘的。
But for a Christian, suffering definitely has some kind of meaning inside.
但是我们在受苦的时候，背后是有一个意义的。
But a lot of times we don't understand it.
很多时候我们却没有去注意到那背后的意义。
But after we go through the suffering, God fulfills His purpose, then the suffering is gone.
当神的目的达成的时候，我们那个受苦的情况就消失。
So when we are suffering, the most important is ask God to hold fast our faith.
所以当我们在受苦难的时候，我们必须要抓紧神。
Our relation with God cannot be broken.
我们跟神的关系是永远不会受阻碍的。
And we have to understand suffering is good for us.
我们要能够了解我们所受的困难苦难是对我们有益的。
The second point.
第二。
In the time of suffering is the time to examine our relation with God.
当我们在受苦难的时候，其实就是我们跟神关系的一个考验。
Even the same family, Job and his wife is a couple, is a married couple.
甚至于约伯跟他的妻子，他们是夫妻关系。
But the married couple doesn't mean their spirituality is in the same level.
一个夫妻关系并不表示他们跟神的关系是一样的。
So when the suffering comes, and that is the time to reveal their relation with God is different.
当苦难来临的时候，也就是个人来证实他跟神的关系如何。
So a lot of time we cannot understand ourselves.
有时候我们不能了解我们自己。
But when the suffering comes,
但是当苦难来临的时候
，all of a sudden we can understand ourselves.
我们就能够了解我们跟神的关系如何。
Our faith is so weak, it's not rooted.
我们的信仰是那么的微弱。
And another point of view is, we have to understand there is Satan.
我们必须要了解。那个撒旦是一直存在的。
Anything will cause us to alienate relation with God, we have to be very cautious.
我们必须要很小心，任何事情我们所做的，如果能够让我们跟神远离的话，必须要非常小心。
Probably is a scheme of Satan.
那很可能我们所做的是撒旦的诡计。
So, the Job chapter 1 and chapter 2.We talk about the integrity of Job's faith.
所以约伯记第一章、第二章在讲约伯他的纯正信仰。
And this afternoon, we'd like to study the outcome of the suffering.
那今天下午我们要谈到受苦之后的结果如何。
And during the suffering, what was the thinking of Job in his heart?
那当在受苦难的时候，约伯心里他在想什么
？Why he was able to hold fast his faith to the end？
为什么他能够在苦难的时候能够持守他的信仰，一直到最后
？Sing him.
唱诗。
220.
220.